Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I mean, I think we all know it's hard to win in this league, so being able to start off 2-0 with two away games has been great, and it's, you know, great momentum going into next week. But, you know, kind of like I said, it's just on the offensive side of the ball, we gotta be better. We gotta, you know, stop with the penalties and stuff like that, and, you know, we all gotta be better, including me. So if we get that, and the way with our defense is playing, and if we get rolling on offense and scoring, you know, 28 points plus a game, then we'll be in good shape.
Justin Fields started 2-0. I feel like we've done this each of the last 2 years. Steelers win, and it doesn't really feel like they won. I don't love jumping into that like it's a cannonball, into the deep end. Like, I'd like to have at least 1 foot on the ledge and 1 foot in the water. And what I mean by that is I still think it's really important that they're 2-0. We talked ad nauseum this offseason about how difficult their schedule is. And you start 2-0 on the road when the Ravens are 0-2 and the Bengals are 0-2 and the Browns, okay, good for them yesterday. I didn't see that coming. They win. They're 1-1. Look, the Bengals played terrible football in game 1 and lost.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens did not play good, especially defensive football yesterday. They lost. The Steelers haven't really, hopefully, put it all together, and they've won 2 games. I don't think you can look at it and just say, everything sucks. I do think you have to acknowledge that they won. One thing that does suck, I don't believe that this wide receiver core gets any better. I mean, Roman Wilson coming back might make a difference, but he's a rookie, and he's barely practiced. So I think unless they make a trade before the deadline door, and it kind of looks like it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. And we knew that this situation was going to be at hand at some point. And, you know, with Van Jefferson being your quote-unquote number two receiver, only having 14 yards and 2 catches, 3 catches in 2 games, and 15 yards in 2 games, that's just not going to cut it.
Oh, man.
I mean, Pat Freiermuth was your leading receiver yesterday, and we kind of knew that that was going to happen at some point. But it's just not going to cut it. Like, I mean, you can win games, you can manufacture games, and good on them that they're 2-0 in 2 road games. And now they get to come back home for the first time. And just like you said, what the division looks like right now. But I think that they have to understand, and they do probably understand, that this is just not going to, it's not winning. You're not going to be able to, you shouldn't count on, or have to count on, or want to count on, a third round rookie receiver that has gotten 4 reps in practice throughout the time that he's been drafted. Like, that's just not going to cut it. So I don't know what it's going to look like. They do need some help at that position. And, you know, I saw a name pop up yesterday, a guy that, you know, hasn't really been targeted in Terry McLaurin and with Washington. That was a guy that his name's been floating around throughout the offseason. I don't know who you can go get, but you do need help.
Yeah, you still got to do it. You still got to go out and find a guy. If you have designs on great things, or they might even be delusions of grandeur, you're not getting anywhere with this receiving core, because we saw in the second half, even with a mobile quarterback, and I mean a mobile quarterback, he had that run to the outside, off left tackle, Justin Fields, you have a free blitzer. There's like 3 quarterbacks in football that get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson, our guy Justin Fields, Kyler Murray's been playing good football, maybe he's on that list. Is that it? Like, I don't think Josh Allen's outrunning a guy, a free blitzer. I think he's more of a bulldozer. So even with that, the pure, unadulterated, sometimes outstanding athleticism you got in your quarterback, it's so easy. You saw it in the second half. You run all over him in the first half. Then they bring an extra defender in the box. They play one high safety over George Pickens. They've got one of the best corners in the world who's going to try to lock him down. So you stack the line. Okay, Van Jefferson beat us. Okay, tight ends beat us. Beat us. You're not going to do it when we take George Pickens out of the game and we're stacking the line of scrimmage. Mm. You need another threat on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And until they get one, and they might not get one, I don't know how seriously you can really take this offense. And you're right, Doran. If you are even having the conversation that, man, maybe Roman Wilson makes it better, you are in a terrible, terrible spot.